Now, the privatisation of this part of VicRoads, the registration and licensing system, I remember when I was working with Neil Mitchell, we had a red hot tip about this happening way back in March of last year. The tip was an in-principle agreement was being made to sell off the registration and licensing part, you know, starting the process of getting it onto the market. The union was furious about it, and again, they are upset today with it. It has come full circle today, a 40-year deal done, so for the next four decades, the government will stay in charge of registration and licensing, but private operators will run it. A consortium of the Public Service Default Super Fund called Aware Super, the Australian Retirement Trust and Macquarie Asset Management are paying a lot for the privilege of doing that, $7.9 billion up front. There are big sweeteners as part of this today, the ones you're meant to grab onto and focus on, free L&P plate testing and licences, 25% rego discounts if you're a good driver with a clean record. Those are great, agreed. We may even get digital licences like the other states. Yes, maybe we'll get a better product. Great. But just stop for a second and have a think about it. Do you have any concerns about what it is that that consortium is paying nearly $8 billion up front for? 133-693. Joining me on the line now is Sam Hibbins, the Victorian Greens transport spokesperson. Sam, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Heidi.
On the face of it, supportive or not?
Oh, no, this is a Barry Crocker. This is a shocker. This is an absolute shocker of a decision by the state government to privatise VicRoads. I mean, this is basically handing over control of the really major and important public functions, licensing and registration, handing that over to private control for 40 years is a deeply, deeply irresponsible decision. This is going to mean that the interests of private profit are going to be put over the interests of the public good for now 40 decades.
I've heard the state treasurer today say, no, they're not in it to profiteer.
Well, I think that's fanciful, absolutely fanciful. This is a decision that's going to result over four decades in higher fees, in lower quality of service, in less jobs and lower wages and worse conditions for workers within VicRoads. There's absolutely no doubt, and this is what's occurred with happens all the time with privatisation. This is the outcome that is going to occur.
What are they actually buying, this consortium? What are they buying for the next 40 years? What are they buying for $8 billion, just under $8 billion up front?
Well, largely it's the income stream. It's the income stream from licensing and registration. That's what they're paying the privilege of the multi-billion dollar upfront fee.
It's not data?
Well, that's part of it, and my understanding is that there's some the data systems are part of it. What controls, of course, is concerns about who owns the data and what they do with it. Mm. But certainly, what's going to be happening now is the fees from licensing and registration that will now have a profit motive rather than a public good motive.
The government says it is staying in charge of that. So the companies will have to come to the government. They will have to say, we'd like to put our fees up by this, and government will have to say yay or nay, right? Mm.
Well, I mean, look, we hear this all the time, the idea that somehow you can have volumes of regulation or what have you to ameliorate the negative impacts of privatisation. That's just not the case. I mean, we're already seeing it with the privatisation of the Port of Melbourne. When we're seeing the owners and the operators, really pushing up against their limits in terms of what they can get away with it, and then the government having to scramble through their various regulatory functions to see what they can do about it. Mm. It's not a system that works.
Yeah, but they're not going to change it now. It's happened. It's the ink's on the paper. It's done.
Well, it's a terrible decision, and I think the big thing now is we're now just months out from the state election. We've got a government that is a pro-privatisation government, the biggest privatisation agenda since Kennett. We've seen the Port of Melbourne, we've seen the Land Titles Office, we've now got VicRoads, and I think the big question now for every Victorian and the government needs to answer is what's next?
Is there anything what's left? I can't think of anything else on the list. I didn't know registration and licensing was on the list. I didn't know the land registry was on the list. What is there anything left, Sam?
Well, these were never taken to the election. Neither the VicRoads or the Land Titles Office was taken to the election. And I think we've now got to ask, well, what's in the Treasurer's top drawer? Mm. What's next on the hit list? They need to come clean.
Sam Hibbins, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's Sam Hibbins there, Victorian Greens Transport Spokesperson.